Permanent TSB has become the latest lender to announce an increase in its mortgage interest rates. The bank is to increase rates on new fixed-rate mortgages by an average of 0.45%. It also announced that its deposit rates will rise. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, reports.
These increases by Permanent TSB follow three rate hikes by the ECB since July and come after AIB, Bank of Ireland and some non-bank lenders hiked certain rates accordingly. Rates on new fixed home loans will rise by between 0.05 and 0.9% depending on the length of the term, the size of the loan and the loan-to-value ratio, averaging out across products at 0.45%. Customers who have received a loan letter will have 90 days to complete the drawdown of their money. There are no changes for customers on existing fixed or variable rates, and deposit rates on certain products will also rise by varying amounts. The news comes as latest data from the Banking and Payments Federation shows rising house prices and bigger loans have pushed average mortgage repayments for a first-time buyer up by €110 a month since before the pandemic and €150 for mover purchasers. The data covers the first 6 months of the year and so does not take account of the effects of increases in ECB rates, which began in July.
Figures from the Health Service Executive show that more than 160 chemotherapy appointments for children were cancelled during a three-month period this year. The figures also show that during July, August and September, 198 other chemotherapy appointments were cancelled. Here's Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
Overcrowding in emergency departments is seen as a significant contributory factor in the cancellation of scheduled care appointments. Figures from the HSE show that during the months of July, August and September, 162 chemotherapy appointments for children were cancelled, as were 198 other chemotherapy appointments. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Colnan, who received the figures through parliamentary questions, said they highlight a lack of investment, and while appointments are rescheduled, the charity Childhood Cancer Ireland said that any delay to care, even for a few days, can cause a lot of distress and uncertainty for families. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Leinster House.
The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that millions of people in the country have been left without electricity. Power has been cut because of damage caused by waves of bombardment by Russian military forces. Many people in Ukraine are also facing water shortages. Mr. Zelensky said his government was doing everything it could to restore supplies, but the task was made more difficult by the relentless attacks on Ukraine's critical infrastructure.
The consequences of another missile attack against Ukraine continues all day. Again, there have been emergency power outages in addition to planned ones. As of now, more than 10 million Ukrainians are without electricity.
Twitter has announced that all its offices will be closed until Monday without specifying a reason. The closures were announced as the new owner of the social media company, Elon Musk, continues to make changes to its operations. It's reported that large numbers of workers have resigned after being given an ultimatum to sign up for longer shifts or leave. The COP27 climate conference in Egypt is due to conclude today. Representatives of the 193 countries taking part in the event are in disagreement over giving cash to poor countries to help them cope with global warming. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has returned to the conference and has urged delegates to strike an ambitious deal. A long-delayed plan to build a bridge linking County Down and the Cooley Peninsula in County Louth will move a step closer today when the project is put out to tender. Planning permission is in place for a 280-metre-long bridge with segregated car, cycle and pedestrian lanes. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
After many years of talk about the proposed narrow water bridge, construction companies are to be invited to submit tenders to win the contract to build it. It will connect the Newry to Warren Point dual carriageway in County Down with the Meath in County Louth. There will be a 20-metre opening section to allow access for marine traffic, including tall ships. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will make the announcement that the project is going out to tender during a visit to the northern end of the proposed bridge this morning. The estimated cost ranges from around €26 million to €40 million, but the final figure will not be known until tenders are submitted next year. It had initially been planned that the funding would come from a combination of the Stormont Executive, the EU and the Irish Government, but with Stormont in limbo and Northern Ireland no longer in the EU, all of the money is now expected to come from the Taoiseach Shared Ireland Fund, subject to government approval when the final cost is known. If approval is granted, construction is due to begin before the end of next year. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
Most areas will be bright, breezy and dry with sunny spells today. There'll be outbreaks of rain in the northeast. Scattered heavy showers are likely in the southwest. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees.